Okay. Talk about Lecha Mishnah. This is Perek Nunhei, Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa. What does Lecha Mishnah mean? Two chalas. Where does it come from? Do they have Lecha Mishnah? We know that in the Mun, Lakdu Lecha Mishnah, it's a pasuk. So Lecha Mishnah is a requirement. What about Shalashudis? So he paskins Shas HaTchak. It's enough to have one Lechem Sholem. Well, one Lechem Sholem, we already spoke last time, that's a possibility for Shalashudis. You don't even need Lechem at all, some say. We'll get to that soon. So it's hard to require Lechem Mishnah, you don't require Lechem at all. But it's ideal that you should A, have Lechem, B, you should have Lechem Mishnah and Shalashudis as well. Not everyone understands that to be true. You go to Shalashudis and Shul, you see people, most of them, they don't involve Lechem Mishnah. But I think Lechem Mishnah is something which should be used at Shalashudis as well. Men and women are obligated in Lechem Mishnah, and one fulfills Lechem Mishnah by you're listening to someone who makes a bracha, and he has Lechem Mishnah, and he gives you a little slice, that's good enough. That's good enough. Okay. He calls an unbelievable sheet. I never heard of in my life. That I don't want you to do it. Someone makes Kiddush on Shabbos morning, and he has cake. Should have two cakes. Two full cakes. Wow! Two full cakes. Can you imagine that? Shtei Ugo Shlemos.
I've seen by our nemesis house, people are mocked to take two rugula.
Two rugalach, okay.
Two
rugalach has two full cakes.
Two full, exactly. That's
there you go. So we never saw that, you see?
Two cupcakes, two cookies.
Same base medrash for Nevin.
That's right. Probably a Shabbos cake is that way. Shabbos cake is sliced up.
So you need a whole tray of Shabbos cake?
The nucha guy in the kitchen. New churma. I'm not good for your stomach, let me tell you. I mean, you don't have to have all of it. Just take two big trays and then take one little piece. I never heard, didn't hear people doing it, but apparently if they're in Devon's house, they do it. Okay.
Did you hear about Malava Malka to do all sorts?
We'll come to Malava Malka. We'll get to it one day.
Ray mentioned last time we were going to talk about the quality of the sudos. There's a...
Yeah, we're trying to talk about that position. Lena. Okay. So he says over here, Chiddush, since people don't do it, he writes as follows. Eila hachim b'farhesya Mishum Yuara. Oh, he quotes it from the Minchas Yitzchak. You shouldn't do it because people don't do it. If you're doing it, like it looks like, you know, I'm so from. I never saw anyone do it in my life. But apparently in Rav Nevanzel's house, it's all the old city Rishalmis. That's the way they do things. So they do it the way they do it. Okay, fine. There's an interesting question which comes up all the time. You have two challah rolls, or big challahs that were baked, and when they bake them, you know, it's a little, they get connected a little bit. So, the paskins is considered to be Lecha Mishnah. It's two challahs, the fact that they joined a little bit, that doesn't count. Some disagree and say, you gotta split them. Wait a second, if you split them, you take a little bit off. All right. That's still considered what we call shleimim. Still considered to be complete. Ideally, it should be completely complete. And therefore, he says like this, in Eretz Yisrael, at least in those days, this statement comes out. Let's see, I don't think it's true anymore today. This goes back to Gematria. Tavshin Mem Tes. Whoa. 1989. It's a long time ago. The challahs in Israel had little tags on them. I mean, those things, Angel's Bakery, whatever it says.
Still do.
Still do. Yeah. Still do. Yeah. I still do. Amazing. Nothing's changed in that country. Okay? Tradition. Okay. It's better not to take it off before, because if you take it off before, you're peeling off a little bit of the challah with it. It's not completely shalit. Wow. And matzah should be completely shalit. Even it shouldn't be cracked, ideally. That's tough. Especially on the hand shvura matzah without a crack. Ooh. He quotes in the Chalkas Yaakov, if it's a little bit of matzah broken, a little bit on the side, you can hardly see it, it's considered to be in the category of shalim. But really, in life, as he quotes over here, if a little bit is taken off, the shem afresh is chala, it's not a problem. Now, afresh is chala, you gotta take off. So what does that mean? So someone to suggest that if a little bit was taken off less than the shear of chala, it may be considered to be a shalim. 124th, 148th, that's what some suggest. Okay. Fine. Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about those like pull apart challahs?
No, that's like, one. That's one. No, that's baked as one.
Saying like some people have said that when if you bake they make them each separately and then they put it all in the pan, they're all separate, and then when it gets big, then it comes together.
Those together, to my knowledge, they're meant to be baked as one. It's not like challah rolls that get connected in the middle. They're meant to be sold as separate challah rolls. They come all together. But these, they're meant to be one challah. You can pull them apart. You don't have to slice it with a knife. That's one, my opinion. Okay, let's go on. What about the following case? It's kind of open. You have a challah, and you know the challahs. Oh, I have a challah in the freezer. You can't eat the challah right now. You can wait in the frost. You paskins. It's okay for Lecha Mishnah. Even though right now it's too hard. Yeah, because you have to look at the frost. Shlomo Zalman is not sure though. If it's hard as a rock, maybe not. Then you should wait a little bit till it gets less hard. Fine.
But that's not the challah that you're going to eat.
Of course not. You're going to break your teeth. But just. It has to be Roy. That's what Shlomo Zalman thinks. Maybe it should be fit, perhaps. Okay. But of course, it should be challah. It shouldn't be a cookie. The Chabish, I have a challah and I have a cookie for the second one. That's not an ideal the Chabish. Okay. If you have one challah and one slice, okay, you have a challah, a full one, and you make a slice for the Lecha Mishnah. If you only have one full challah, you take two slices. Okay? Like you have bread slice. Two slices is better than one. All right. Paskins over here, that you minig is that you don't slice the bread before the, you say a motzi. There's a minig making a little simen to know, you know, where it is to be able to slice it more readily. If you ask me, it takes longer to find that slice than to cut through. You don't have hard crust anymore. Okay. So ideally, the person who slices the Lecha Mishnah should be motzi, everyone would have motzi, all those who are around, and they should have kavana and answer amen. They should be sitting down. But the Yevid, they're not sitting, they're close, it can be most of them. Okay. Now, no one should talk the time you make hamotzi lechem and arts until they eat their respective pieces of lechem. Ideally a kazayas, but that's a chumra. Fine. What happens at a funny minute? They're those who make their own bracha on the slice which the balabais gives them. I've seen it. One of the big rabbanim comes and does it at my house. I make a motzi, and he makes a motzi on the slice. I said, what? So that was not allowed. So if Neubert says, they have what to rely upon. They have what to rely upon. What? Just look back at this. We're in Perek, Uwe in Perek, Nunhei. Look back in Perek, Memches. Let's see what they have to rely upon. Not so simple. There we go. Writes as follows. Talking about Kiddush. Kiddush. I make Kiddush, everybody. And your Yotzei with my Bar Per Gofen and my Kiddush. But those who make their own Bar Per Gofen, Yesh Lehem Ami Lismoch. Who says this? Mat Ephraim. The minig was in Galicia, everyone made his own bracha. Now, is that a proof to us? I don't think so. Remember, we learned about this a couple weeks ago. When it comes to Kiddush, there's no need whatsoever to drink anything for the kosher Kiddush. You mentioned the mitzvah and amuvcha. I can make Kiddush, drink the whole cup, you drink nothing, and you're fine. That isn't a part of the Mishnah. I'm not so sure that this analogy is correct. So although the big rabbi did it, I'm not going to argue with him, but I don't think it's proper. Okay. You hold both loaves, and they should be covered until after Birchas Hamotzi. That's what I do. People say, where did you get this from? Well, I got it from here, from nowhere else. Quotes this from the Mishnah Brura. Name of the Chayodah. Probably depend upon the reasons why we cover the challah. We mentioned a little bit before. There are three reasons. One is the past shouldn't be embarrassed to make Kiddush. If that's the case, once you make Kiddush, you can expose the challah, no problem. Another reason that you want the challah to come liyikra the shapsa after you make Kiddush. Again, finish Kiddush, you can expose it. The third reason is Zeichel Aman. Zeichel Aman, it's arguable. It should be Zeichel Aman when you make the Motzei Lechem and Aretz. So it should be covered, top and bottom. That's what I think is a proper sock, Zeichel Aman. And that's why I think you have to have Shalosh Shuras Lechem Mishnah too. The first two reasons presumably don't apply. There's no Kiddush, and Yikra the Shapsa is a question that even that applies in the day meals. But since the Aman is the main reason, I think that's why we should cover them in Shalosh Shuras as well. People think I'm crazy. Come to Shalosh Shuras, I put a little napkin on top. What are you doing, Rabbi? Yeah.
If you lift it, then the bottom isn't covered anymore.
That's okay. He says over here that you should hold it. Doesn't say you have to lift it. The minute he has to lift it, whenever you say bracha, you lift a little bit. And the bottom covers, but it's still considered a cover. Okay. The custom is it's Friday night. You put the lower challah closer to you and you cut the lower challah. And on Shabbos, you cut the morning, you cut the upper challah. How big, what much you should cut enough to last for the entire Suda. Well, a large family, the whole challah enough left for the whole Suda. They're going to cut. Okay. No one should eat from their challah until the balabayas eats first. That's the halacha, not derech eretz, otherwise. Then he quotes a chumra, that the person who is cutting should taste the challah before you give out to other people. Okay, that's to limit the, what we call the hefsek. Some say you should taste before you cut for the other people. He doesn't say that. He just says you should taste before you give it out to other people. So that's what I do. I cut, take a piece, and then give out. And there are those who are more strict and say that you shouldn't even cut until you eat yours first. Not so polite that way, but okay.
Is there any reason given for why Friday night you do the lower and Shabbos day?
Kabbalah. This is boom. This is above my pay grade. I don't know what that means. Okay. Fine. There's a custom of the Vilna Gaon, based upon the Rashba. You slice both challahs. Can we see it?
Yeah.
Slice both challahs. It says in the Gemara in Masechta Brachos that on Shabbos you cut kule sherusa. So the traditional pshat is you cut enough for the entire meal, as we just read. But the Vilna Gaon said it means you cut all the chalas. As a matter of fact, you know that there is a custom by certain chassidim, they have 12 chalas. We're supposed to do the Zemiris next week. I'm going to bring in a sitter. Okay, if you remember, they probably have an upstairs room here in the library that would have Zemiris in it. You'll see in the sitter, Yigala Lontame Betresa Name, 12 chalas. That's to do the Lechem Aponim, etc. So the Vilna Gaon, it's a mistake. It's a mistake. It said Yud Beis Ches. So they understood Yud Beis Ches to mean Yud Beis Chalas. It really means Yud Beis Chatzoyim, 12 halves. How so? You have two on Friday night, you cut it into 4 halves. 2 in the morning, another 4 halves. 2 in Shalosh, another 4 halves. 4 plus 4 is 12. I like that. The Vilna Gaon, but you, since most of us don't do it that way, well, I'm just mentioning to you.
The Gros Daven cut together, or just the Vilna Gaon?
Cut straight down.
Is there any reason to eat for both challahs?
Well, once you're cutting, I guess you probably eat too. Right, makes sense. Both say it. Fine. Okay. Challah Shudas, let's talk about it a little bit. Unfortunately, Challah Shudas is very much ignored in some people, especially in the wintertime. People eat so much, there's no fact that person can't get anything down. So then the potter, you can't help it, you're not mochiv to hurt yourself. But you gotta plan ahead. That Budraham writes, the reason why we have 3 sudas on Shabbos is to eat less, not to eat more. Because the person eats Shabbos morning, Tuesday morning. He's not gonna eat again till night. He's gonna fresh pig out. Not so nice. If he knows he's gonna have to eat another meal in the afternoon, he'll eat less. Quite an amazing pshat, that Budraham. But unfortunately, people eat in the winter so much that they just can't get anything else down. That's sad. That's it. It's not right. Anyway, fine. Women are chayim in shalosh shudas. Not exactly clear why. The machloekas, some say because they're chayim in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, like Kiddush. And some say it's a afen hebos or anes, the anes of the month. And Rosh Hashanah says many women don't know this. Gotta tell them they should fulfill the mitzvah of shalosh shudas. So it's true in his day, it's true in our day for sure. The discussion is mincha before shalosh shudas, is it after shalosh shudas? I'm not going to get involved in that whole dispute. Whenever it works, it works. Okay. Ideally, kazayis lechem, and you should do it before shkia. Before shkia. Why before shkia? Number one, you want to fulfill the mitzvah of shalosh shudas and Shabbos. That's questionable. You can say I'm going to fulfill it until seven Shabbos. The same as those who make early Shabbos here in camp. I fulfill the mitzvah of Leil Shabbos before the sun sets. Arguably, you can fulfill the mitzvah of shalosh shudas after the sun sets. But the other reason is you can't eat before Abdullah. Once the sun sets, also before Abdullah. That's why you should make sure to try to have the kazayas before Shkia. And once you start, you're allowed to continue as the Maariv of Masechta Pesachim. The Aruch HaShulchan has a kula, the Chassidim rely upon it, that they go past the Shkia. So, they never stops the clock, and there's a different clock, so we're not here to criticize others, but as far as you're concerned, you better at least have the at least begin before the Shkia. Again, ideally you should have the Tilas Yadayim, Lecha Mishnah, and eat more than a Kibetza. Not less than a kazayis, for sure not. If you're too hungry, you can't eat bread. What did Marie Antoinette say? Let him eat cake. That's something more tasty than bread. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, let him eat cake. What if you can't even eat cake either? Meat or fish? Can't eat that either. Fruits. Or drink a Revius Yai. Again, this is not the ideal, but you know, for those who have to rely upon it, they certainly may. But those who are able to should certainly attempt to have challah or matzah. if you can't have anything, ain't no chayav letzar es atzmo. As it says, le'oneg nitna v'lo letzar. That generally applies to all the mitzvahs of oneg Shabbos. Okay, if you're going to again take two chalas, the same story. And he has against me. Ain't noeg in lechasas b'mapa es lechem mishnah v'sura shlishis. I agree with him that the Aruch HaShulchan says so, but I think it really should be covered. One on top, one on bottom, because it's the whole thing Seichel Leman. Quoted from the Buchacha. Okay? And the Chayodim, that even Shalosh Shuvas. He quotes the Ben Ish Chai. So I think it's a proper minute, but again, I concede most don't do it. Some, there's no Kiddush in Shalosh Shuvas. Some actually have wine in Shalosh Shuvas. Some. Fine.
What about the minhag that, the shita that holds that some people like, say that if it's if you really don't have anything for Shalosh Shuvos, the Torah counts?
Oh, that's very famous. Very famous. It starts with Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. That's a fairly rare occurrence. So you're stuck. Go to the Vilna Gaon, you're absolutely stuck. Because the Vilna Gaon says you have to have Shalosh Shuvos. I mean, you have to have bread. Can't have bread, Erev Pesach, you have to do Chas HaShom. He says, alright. Can't have matzah, because matzah is also the whole Erev Pesach. And the Vilna Gaon doesn't hold from these other substitutes. So simply, there's no way. So the Zohar says, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, on Erev Pesach B'Shabbos, would fulfill Shalosh Shuvos with Divrei Torah. That's where it comes from. But the Rebbes, they said, it can always fulfill with Divrei Torah. So the Beis HaLevi is a very famous retort for that one. Beis HaLevi was not at all a chassid, misnagid. He heard this concept, he's like, you know what? What's going to happen? The Rebbe will say Torah, and everyone thinks they fulfill the mitzvah. And after Hashem Shabbos, I'll schlug up the Torah. I'll do the Torah was no good. So they didn't fulfill Shalosh Shuvos. Gave you a challah, you fill the fish, you can't schlug it up. That's how the Beis HaLevi is misnagdic retort to the Hasidic custom of Divrei Torah. Okay. Fine. Good. Okay, a very important part of the issue of Shabbos meals is we add ritzei in benching and in alamithya. It's very, very important. Very important. What happens if a person didn't? Didn't. Well, if you're still in the middle of the bracha, you go back and say it. If you remember it, if he said Baruch Atah Hashem, what do you say? Lamdeini Chukecha. That's the famous. You go back. What happens if you finish Bona Yerushalayim? There's a separate bracha. It's printed in the article Sidur. Okay. What happens if you already started the next bracha? No good. No good. So what do? You got to go back. Friday night, you have to go back to the beginning of Birchas HaMazon. Shalosh Shuvos? No. Why not? Because it's a dispute. We said before, whether you're required to have bread. So since it's a suffix, so you're not going to make the guy go back and bench all over again. If it's not clear that he's required to have challah. You see from here that the obligation to have challah applies to the first meal and the second meal, not to the third meal. This is against Reb Chaim, as Reb Chaim is sometimes quoted. Reb Chaim is sometimes quoted as saying like this. What's this idea of why should Shalosh Shuvos be any different? He makes the following suggestion. It's a din of Kovar Hayom and Kovar Halayla. That's one meal. So you have Kovar Hayom, one meal Friday night, one meal Shabbos day. Oh, that's very nice. But then it says Hayom three times. Hayom Moshe Chlu Hayom, Kishabas Hayom Hashem, Hayom Lo Simtzu Basod. Three times. I say I have to know about three meals. Very nice. As far as that's concerned, who says you have to have bread? Whatever you have is good enough. The din of kavod applies even on Yontif. Yontif, there is no Shalosh Shuvos. So the typical Reb Chaim Tzvei did in the two halachas. One's halach of three times Hayom, one halacha of kavod laila kavod yom, and therefore it comes out that you can, instead of having, if this is true, instead of having chala fish, you can have chala fish chala. That's the logic of Reb Chaim. But according to almost everybody, this is not true. But that's the case. So if you forget, you can't say the second meal, I had to have could I have fish? And I had to wash for the third meal. Most of the Sulu is not that way. You catch a break, the last one in. Basically, Gemara is after Sukkah. If there are 14 meals in Sukkot, the last one you can take it easy. So if there are 3 meals, the last one you can take it easy. But it's only in that order. Only the order of Chala, followed by bread. That's why we spoke about, in some shuls, they don't finish till late. People don't get a chance to wash before Chatzos, which is according to the Rambam, or Chashuk, it's no good. If you're like a Chaim, as long as you have anything before, even if some something less than challah, just some kugel, you know, let's say some lakshin kugel, which is a kishmak of suda, that would be good enough. But according to what I said now, it's not good enough. Yes, it's possible that cake is good enough, only because cake is considered to be pas. And then if you have enough of it, you can even wash the veg. But most assume against Reb Chaim. For that same reason, if you forget in other times, such as you have Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, you don't go back because you're not required to wash. Okay. What happens the following case? This is a tricky case. You have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos Yontem, or Shabbos Chol HaMoed. What do you do now? What do you do? So, if you forgot Shabbos, you go back. What if you forgot Yalav Yavo? What do you do? You don't go back. That's a big chiddush that you don't go back. Why is it a big chiddush? Because normally we say that you don't go back because you don't need to wash in the first place on Chol HaMoed or on Rosh Chodesh. But this time you do. You have to wash because it's Shabbos. So you might have said, it's a Rashba about it, that if you forget Yalav Yavo on Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, or Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you have to bench all over again, even though you said mitzvah. But we don't pass on that one. We don't pass away. That's what he says.
Because of what plug?
Sorry?
Because of
what plug? Because it's a Machlokes, it's a Selvi Brachos Lahakam. It's a long story, okay? It takes too much time to go into it. Sorry. What happens if a person has cake in the morning? He makes alamichya. And then you eat Suda Shabbos, and you forget Ritzeh. Close to an opinion, Eino Chozer Mevorech. Believe it or not, the Kaf HaChaim. You know why? Because maybe you're ready for the Suda in the morning with the cake. Others disagree. Shlomo Zalman disagrees. Now he says, I love the Shavarim. You make Kiddush in the morning, you have cake. You only have in mind to fulfill Kiddush and welcome Suda. You don't have in mind to fulfill Suda Shabbos, which requires bread. And someone who did, still a question whether that's going to work. So therefore, putting it all together, you should therefore, you have to go back to make a bracha in that situation. This implies what I was said I talked about last week, that the order of the meals should be in greater importance. The greatest importance is Shabbos morning, ideally, because Kavod Yom Adif, then Friday night, and then Shalosh Shudos. It's not right to have the bigger meal the afternoon and the smaller meal in the morning. They have an Eretz Yisrael. They serve you breakfast with chal, you know, with a little dairy. Very common Eretz Yisrael. You go to the daven early, you come, they give you a roll in butter, and you bench. Then you go back to learn. Then you have a mincha gedola. Then they serve this huge meal. They have that in Karen Biavne my day, I think, if I'm not mistaken. He says it's not ideal. Not ideal because the order of the meals should be different.
What's the raya that the third, that the second meal should be, the Suda Shlisha should, lunch should be bigger?
One raya, as we said before, this is only hashlama, you don't have to have bread at all, and therefore if you forget, you don't go back. So you see that the morning meal is more important and should therefore much more significant than the afternoon meal. And what you said until just now is also proof of the past kistin, etc., etc.
I think a lot of people make Friday night more.
That's what I'm about to say. Many, many people make Friday night much. I think it can't be that way. No, there's no comparison. Friday night is by far. No, not true.
Now lunch is pretty good also.
Lunch is pretty good these days. Well,
Kugels, Chalent, Kishka.
Frank's
and what? I'm sure what kind of chalent you get, but.
So come over, you okay?
Anyway. You're right, it should be. But I would say in most Jewish homes, you're probably right. Friday night is a better meal, and for an obvious reason. As you mentioned at the beginning, come to Friday night, you're starving, you haven't eaten all day, which you're supposed to go to come hungry. And they give you. Also, it's much easier to serve hot foods Friday night. Not only Hillel's Bishul now, but you come, you have hot soup, and you have all kinds of good things. Shabbos is harder to arrange all these things. So, that's a reality, but. In theory, once it's covered ayom is other from covered alayla. Fine. You start eating shalashudas, and now you go into the night. You still say ritzay. Still say ritzay. What if you daven marv in the middle of the meal? It's gonna happen. You know what often happens? You go to a wedding, or a shchurch. Okay. You start the meal, and then Mayriv, let's have a Mayriv, and then you're benching it an hour later. He says, you don't say Yalav Yom. You wouldn't say, once you have a Mayriv, that's it. You don't say Ritzay, you don't say Yalav Yom. Here's a real Shaila. Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday. You have Shalosh Shudas, which starts on Shabbos and goes into Motzei Shabbos. What do you do now?
Just
Ritzay. Huh?
Just Ritzay.
Just Ritzay, very good. That's what some say. Some say just Yalav Yom, and some say. Both. Why not? It's Shabbos, it's Rosh Chodesh.
It's a Tartar to the Sasri.
So it could be. That's why I think it's better to say only would say, I'm with you. But the better solution, which he quotes over here, don't eat after it gets dark. Don't get involved in a suffix. Don't eat after it gets dark. That's what he recommends. What don't you eat? Shlomo Zalman says, don't eat something which will be enough to obligate you in benching. How do you like that? That's what he suggests. This is a shayla I remember I had when I came from my proper Shabbos. My proper Shabbos in Riverdale back in 1973 was Rosh Chodesh Kislev, was some Motzei Shabbos. And I remember Friday night I was sitting with Mishnah Brewer pondering two shaylos. One, they found a mistake in the Sefer Torah, be cooked. And two, they asked me this shayla, what do I do? The Sefer Torah was Hashem, nobody asked me this shayla. So, I got the job, I guess. Anyway, so this is what's suggested.
Passover of Kisanim?
In terms of what?
For this, eating after Shkia.
That's a good question. So on the simple level, it's okay, but not so simple, because some suggest that Passover Bekistin in the context of a meal is really, would be a motzi in theory. You don't have to make a motzi, you already made a motzi. It's the Raj Bashita. If you have Passover for dessert in a meal, you don't make a Barman Rizon. It's part of the meal. And that's the Shita which we rely upon with the Sefer other Cheshbonos, not to make a bracha on cake at the end of a meal. In any event, there's a whole discussion over here. What do you do? What happens if you go from Motzei Shabbos goes into Chanukah Purim? Nah, he says to Mishnah Brewer, you don't mention Al Nisim or because it's It's only a reshus. It's not ikar din. Now I'll tell you something that will knock your socks off. Listen to this one. If you're wearing socks, I don't think socks. Talk to knock off socks, the guy's not wearing socks. But okay. It would have knocked your socks off if you were wearing socks. Rosh Hashanah, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. This year, it happened many times.
You wait 5 days in a row.
What?
You wait 5 days in a row. It's not.
Okay, but that's not what I'm talking about. What happened was, someone asked our Shech, the Shlita, some years back, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, they want to make an early Shabbos. Why not? Hashem said, why not? That's a good idea. The Magen Avraham says, whenever the Yantam is on Friday, she should make an early Shabbos. Okay, that doesn't knock anyone's socks off. Even though in my shul we don't do it, we don't generally do these things. He was a zinger. He said, if you make early Shabbos and you wash and you bench, and the sun is still shining, catch this now, you bench with Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. Whoops. Ritzei because it's a Shabbos meal. Yalav Yavo because the sun hasn't set. It's still Rosh Hashanah. That made a tumult in the Beis Medrash. I walked in the next Shiva. What? What's going on? It's a scandal. Seems to me most people do not follow Rabbi Shechter at all. Rather, you make Ritzei only. For a variety of reasons. One, it's a Shabbos meal. Two, Tata the Sasri. We said before, it's not Tata the Sasri. The order is wrong. In our case, you may first make Ritzei, and Yalav Biyavu. Well, it's a Shabbos. That's great, because Shabbos comes before Rosh Chodesh. Here, you're making a Ritzei, which is Shabbos, then Yalav Biyavu, which is Friday. You can't do that. So the most people do not agree with that psak, but it made a stir in our Beis Medrash, that's for sure. Here the nusach of the bracha you make if you forget and remember exactly after Bonei Yerushalayim. On Shabbos, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Nosan Shabbos Aslamnucho La'am Yisrael Bi'avol Osel Bris, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Wow. You actually make a real bracha. A real bracha. Yontif, it gives you the whole nusach. I'm not going to tell you the nuschos. I hope you never forget. Shouldn't forget. But it happens to the best of them. So let me end with a shtickle Torah from Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim was asked, you know, in Ala Michya, we insert Shabbos, and we insert Yom Tov, and we insert Rosh Chodesh. We do not insert Chanuk and Purim. It's not found. You make it out. It's not there. Why not? So my Rebbe had a simple pshat that the others are what we call Azkaros. He added just a special mention, and that could be done in one line. Whereas Alanisim is not as Azkaros, just a description of a miracle, and you can't summarize that. All right, that's one answer. Chaim answered that question with another question. Gotta love Jews. And I know all the mechir by heart. Probably say it for the campers. It's out of order. In benching, we say we'd say before v'nei Yerushalayim. Alamichir, we say, after, what's going on? Answers Reb Chaim, you're right. The two questions answer each other. When we say, we'd say in Alamichir, what is Alamichir? It's called Me'ein Shalosh. What does Me'ein Shalosh mean? It captures the essence of three brachas. So, the essence of three brachas. Al Nisim is not a bracha. The truth is, Ritzei is also not a bracha, nor is Yalav Yavo. So really, we shouldn't be mentioning it at all in the Me'ein. Here's the answer. If you forget to say Ritzei, the separate bracha we just said, Baruch Atah Hashem Nosan Menus Shabbos Nuchal Am Yisrael Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. When we say Ritzei, it's instead of that bracha. That bracha said after Bnei Yerushalayim. That bracha said after Bnei Yerushalayim. So the Askara in Alamichya is also after Bnei Yerushalayim. However, the Chanuk and Purim, when there is no bracha, it's just a paragraph, but it's not mentioned in the Me'ein Shalosh at all. Okay. Yeah, good. So next Wednesday, I'd like everyone to bring in a sitter, or we'll have a sitter to learn some of the laws of Zemiris. And if it's the final Wednesday, in 2 weeks from now, we're going to have a straight. Am I missing one shiur? Yeah, there's some kind of thing, reason I can't give. He told me I'm only saying 6 shiur for whatever reason. That's what I was told by the boss. So then we'll talk a bit to Shem about a Havdalah, okay? We'll try to get it all in the packet if we can.
But you know, the thing that got them all excited, how could you just throw away Rosh Hashanah by making Shabbos earlier and not say Elavi
Yavo? So Rosh Shechter said, especially in light of the fact that Rosh Hashanah is the Rabbanan, the second day, Shabbos is Midoraisa, so Malah Makodesh, you're making a higher level.
But who gives you permission to cut it off? I mean, even though it's the Rabbanan.
Yeah. I
would tend to want to say both. You said it's not dark yet, even. You said the sun was still shining.
She passes like a Meshach. There you go. I pass in my shul. We don't do these things. We don't make early Shabbos on Yom Tov at all.
The problem, right?
At all. So you solve the problem. Other problems. That's
so
problem
all
solved.
Year you don't make early Shabbos.
No.
Only when it's
Friday
Yom
is Yom Tov. We never make early Shabbos.
But on plain Shabbos, you would make early Shabbos?
On Rosh Hashanah, we have 2 minyanim. We have one, as mentioned, before Plag HaMincha, and one before the Shkia. That's standard procedure throughout America. And it's true, they don't like it too much. But okay, here it gets later than there. Never gets late. We have, we're in New York. In New York, the Shkia gets 8:30. It's never the later than Eretz Yisrael. Never. I don't think it's 8 o'clock in Eretz Yisrael.
Seven.
No, you're getting closer to 8, I'm pretty sure. But still, that makes a big difference in people's calculations. And in the old days, they didn't have the Shon Kites. So it never got past 7, before 7. Now it's before 8. So they weren't used to it. Before 7, it's regular shops. So that's what remains.
Now, an unrelated question. Yeah. Does anyone in the co-living